This is Ozarks at Large. Buried in the $900 billion bipartisan COVID-19 relief measure passed by Congress in late December is restoration of Medicaid health benefits to legally residing Pacific Islanders, including thousands of Marshallese in Arkansas. Medicaid was first conveyed in 1986 under a compact of free association, then nullified a decade later by welfare reform. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the entitlement comes after thousands of Marshallese in northwest Arkansas have been gravely impacted by COVID-19.
Dr. Sheldon Ricklin, a Marshallese native, moved his practice from Hawaii to northwest Arkansas several years ago to treat Pacific Islander migrants who in Arkansas are a majority Marshallese. Ricklin divides his time between Community Clinic in Springdale, which charges a sliding scale fee, and here at North Street Clinic inside University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Fayetteville, where Ricklin, an assistant professor, also teaches and conducts research.
We're fortunate enough that, you know, in certain places like here in northwest Arkansas, you know, UAMS has that North Street Clinic that, you know, that provides free health care to our Marshallese diabetic and hypertensive patients in northwest Arkansas, that utilizes the expertise of our students along with the faculty members and our Marshallese, you know, community health workers. So, you know, we're fortunate to have these institutions to kind of at least have some access for them. But again, you know, when it comes to specialized care, for many that needs to be on dialysis, or those who need cancer care, and we need to send them elsewhere, that's where the conundrum comes into play.
Marshallese and intact indigenous culture suffer disproportionately from chronic disease stemming from centuries of disruptive foreign occupation and high rates of cancer, in part tracing back to mid-20th century Cold War U.S. nuclear weapons testing on their island archipelago. And now Ozark Islanders are reckoning with a global pandemic, says Ricklin.
It's been quite heart-wrenching. You know, it's to see many of the members of the community being impacted. Speaking with them and talking with them and trying to make sure they're needs are addressed.
Marshallese share multi-generational family quarters, adhering to communal traditions, but early on unwittingly sharing the coronavirus. Since March, over 3,100 Marshallese tested positive for COVID-19, a quarter of the entire Arkansas population, 52 have died.
Very tragic. You know, we know many people have passed on, including people that are very close to many of us.
Marshallese community activists, medical experts, including CDC, which conducted a site visit last summer, as well as the state of Arkansas, have stepped up to provide critical PPE and educate Marshallese about COVID risks and when to seek medical care.
Unless they're really sick, then they will go to urgent centers and many a times to the emergency rooms. They go to the hospitals. And as we all know, as you go to these hospitals or emergency rooms, the bills are very high and very costly for the patients and also for the healthcare systems as well.
Marshallese are migrating to the southern U.S. to take low-wage jobs in the meatpacking industry, now considered essential workers. But many decline workplace insurance as well as marketplace insurance, using income for food and rent. And although legally present in the U.S., Marshallese lacked access to Medicaid, which was stripped by Congress from them 25 years ago to save federal dollars. U.S. Senator Mazie Hirono, a Democrat from Hawaii, has pushed for Medicaid reinstatement for compact migrants since 2013, including filing key legislation a few months prior to the global pandemic being declared.
It's part of our compacts to make sure that when they do come to our country, that they are afforded the kinds of protections that they should have. And that is why this elimination of their eligibility for Medicaid was such an egregious error.
Working with lawmakers, Hirono finally managed to amend the 1996 welfare law known as the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act, restoring Medicaid to compact migrants. The bipartisan omnibus appropriations bill was approved by Congress December 21st. That means citizens from the Federated States of Micronesia, the Republic of the Marshall Islands, and the Republic of Palau can now apply for Medicaid.
And while they represent only 4% of our population, they represent 25% of our COVID cases.
A lot of our people are sick.
That's Eldon Alec, Consul General of the Republic of the Marshall Islands.
So a lot of Marshallese are coming to the States, you know, to try to, you know, prolong their life, trying to seek medical care. And very fortunate that the U.S. government has now reinstated our Medicaid, because, you know, we don't want any more people to die. And like you said, you know, all the sacrifices we've done, you know, I feel that we've always been so faithful to the U.S. We've, in the United Nations, the record shows that we are always on the U.S. side. So we're one of the countries that always 100% voted with the United States. You know, we've welcomed Americans into our land. We've always considered the United States as our closest friend.
Melissa Leilon, founder and executive director of Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, has long pressed to reinstate the entitlement and was stunned when it passed, she says.
It was kind of like a moment of silence, almost like a funeral, because we've lost so many people. We are estimating that there is about one in every three Marshall Islanders that do not have insurance coverage. And that's the data that we have collected throughout the years of our work within the community and enrolling families into the marketplace.
Islanders in Arkansas will also be able to apply for expanded Medicaid, known as Arkansas Works. The annual cost of Medicaid for treaty migrants, Hirono says, is around $60 million, with states where Pacific Islander communities are concentrated, providing a cost share. At a recent coronavirus press briefing, we queried Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson about the restored benefit.
Well, I am delighted that the Marshallese population in Arkansas will now be covered under the new federal law for Medicaid. This is coverage that it made no sense that they were denied that coverage, and we have a responsibility to them as well as to our other citizens. But it was a glitch in the law that has finally been remedied. It's something I have advocated for. This will mean a lot in terms of their improved access to health care among that population that has really been hit hard by COVID.
When COVID-19 infection first gripped the nation last spring and summer, a UAMS study found that cases among Marshallese in Arkansas were 400% higher than the general population, causing what one medical leader described as a tidal wave of suffering. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.